5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, July 15th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Are you ready to, I can't say it because it's a trademarked phrase, but you know what I'm getting at. All of our new video content, it is at our channel at Rumble, rumble.com/SkywatchTV for all of our new video content. Subscribe there. You'll get notifications. Share that address with your friends who may still be wondering why we're not on YouTube anymore, because we've been canceled. But of course, all of our archives are still at the website, skywatchtv.com, or available through our mobile app, which is free. Topic number 5 today, federal police. A couple of stories under this heading today. The FBI apparently dissembled, that is, they didn't quite tell the truth, when they claimed they seized a fully constructed U.S. Capitol Lego set from an alleged participant in the January 6th riot at the real capital in Washington, D.C., that was used to justify holding him under indefinite detention. Did they think that he was planning his, you know, setting up his cunning plan by working with a Lego model of the Capitol building? Well, according to a new court filing by federal prosecutors, quote, in original detention memoranda, the undersigned stated that law enforcement found a, quote, fully constructed U.S. Capitol Lego set, end quote. Please note that after a review of the photographs from the search, there appears to have been a miscommunication and that the statement appears to be inaccurate. The Lego set was in a box, not fully constructed at the time of the search, as pictured below. It's really a good thing that this suspect did not have a Lego set of the Star Wars Death Star. Otherwise, they might have just thrown away the key. Well, on a more serious note, the FBI has called on Americans to participate in a program to spy on our friends and family members. This is a program to prevent what it calls homegrown violent extremism. The FBI is asking people to spy on relatives and friends and report suspicious behaviors. If you see something, say something. This comes after both the FBI and the Biden administration. In fact, Joe Biden himself very bizarrely called white nationalism the biggest threat to homeland security. Evidence, please. Not from the Southern Poverty Law Center, if you don't mind. Putting friends and family up for persecution by the government is something that we normally associate with the old Soviet Union and East Germany. But now our federal officials are calling on us here in the United States to do the same. It's political policing, in effect, and violates our constitutionally guaranteed freedoms. Now, as Christians, remember, we are citizens first and foremost in a kingdom, and no matter, no amount of political policing, federal or otherwise, can take that away. The first century church endured just as bad. It's just the Roman Empire and the Sanhedrin didn't have access to modern social media tools, which is a problem, of course. We just have to be wise as serpents. Meanwhile, the U.S. Capitol Police are expanding their operations outside of Washington, D.C. This seems odd since they are the Capitol Police, but they are setting up field offices now across the country, beginning in California and Florida, thanks in part to the $2 billion in new financing that the Capitol Police received as a response to the riot in the Capitol on January 6th. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman announced Tuesday that the department would open field offices in San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi's home city, if I remember correctly, and Tampa. Those offices will investigate threats to members of Congress, and more regional offices are planned in the future. Capitol Police spokesperson said the locations were picked because California and Florida seem to generate most threats against members of Congress. Now, of course, this plan is being spun as a responsible and practical reaction to the events of January 6th, just as the Secret Service has multiple offices in various states and some overseas countries. We need multiple offices for the Capitol Police to protect members of Congress, because apparently the FBI, Secret Service, state police, county sheriffs, local police, not equipped to do the job. The irony here is that the Capitol Police funding was only made possible because members of the squad, AOC, Ayanna Pressley, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Jamal Bowman, didn't vote against the package as they had promised when they told their constituents they were all about defunding the police. AOC, for one, voted present instead of voting no against the package. They could have defunded this effort to expand the Capitol Police across the country. But now we have a new federal police force that is completely exempt, by the way, completely exempt from the Freedom of Information Act. They cannot reveal what they do internally because that might put members of Congress at risk. And this new Capitol Police Force, now a national Capitol Police Force, completely outside the control of the executive branch, in other words, the Department of Justice, beholden to the leaders in Congress. In other words, this is a police force beholden to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Topic number four, which reminds us of China, where people who play popular mobile video games during nighttime hours are being asked to prove that they're adults through facial recognition scanning. This is being done by the big tech company in China, Tencent, which has about a two-thirds share of China's mobile gaming market. This feature was launched last Tuesday in China for over 60 games owned by Tencent, which is, again, the biggest player in the mobile game industry there. This is called Midnight Patrol. It will occasionally ask players playing at night to verify their identity through a facial scan. And if it's a kid, they will be locked out. This is to enforce a prohibition on nighttime gaming by children in China, which went into effect in 2019. Kids being kids and being smart enough to figure out ways around the rules, immediately began logging in using adult identities. Well, this is intended to curb that because China blames all-night game playing for health problems like obesity, nearsightedness, harmful behavior like stealing money to top off their accounts to buy upgrades in the games, and failing school grades. Topic number three, another vaccine warning. The FDA is set to announce a new warning, this time on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, because it's linked to a rare autoimmune disorder. The Washington Post reporting that the shot has caused instances of Guillain-Barré syndrome. This is a rare disorder in which the immune system attacks the peripheral nervous system, temporarily paralyzing the body. The immune system thinks that the body itself is a foreign invader and attacks it. This can be fatal in some cases. The CDC says it's received about 100 preliminary reports of Guillain-Barré following the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But, of course, the media then goes on to point out that this is 100 cases out of 12.8 million doses administered, which is 0.000781%. Still, if this were a trial, which in fact this is, but a trial authorized under an emergency use authorization, the trial would have been stopped. But topic number two, the Ark Encounter expands to include the Tower of Babel. This was announced by Answers in Genesis CEO and founder Ken Ham as the Ark Encounter has celebrated its fifth anniversary. Sharon and I, along with our colleague Josh Peck, were blessed to be there at the grand opening 5 years ago. The Ark is bigger than you imagine. I mean, your mind can say, okay, I've got an idea of what a cubit is and how many cubits in the Ark. Until you actually see the 510-foot-long Ark with your own eyes, you don't realize how big that thing really is and how big the Ark was that Noah and his sons built. The next attraction, Ken Ham says, will be a Tower of Babel and a scale model of how Jerusalem appeared during the time of Christ. The fundraising to build the Tower of Babel attraction will begin soon, and they hope to open it in 3 to 4 years. The Tower of Babel attraction intended to show people what genetics research in the Bible says about the origin of all the people groups around the world. Coming up, speaking of evidence, have archaeologists found evidence of Gideon? That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Reverend Donna Howell and Special Investigator Allie Hinson's brand new eye-opening book, Dark Covenant, along with a never-before-released 4-part Dark Covenant companion DVD and Occultianity, How the End Times Church is Forming Now in Preparation of Antichrist on DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. In the new book, Dark Covenant, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast. How the true body of Christ is being slowly positioned to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited. Why much of the church has been lulled into slumber over the preceding decades and is unprepared to be a force for good in our troubled world. How much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. You'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Hinson, and the Skywatch investigative team for this original four-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive Occultianity, How the End Times Church is Forming Now in Preparation of Antichrist. In this exclusive never-before-released DVD, Donna Howell and Allie Hinson walk you step-by-step through the well-laid plans of an occult oligarchy who are, as we speak, advancing the way for the system of Antichrist, all while a silent, complacent church has forgotten the true power of the body of Christ and are inadvertently laying the foundation for the bloodiest cult the world has ever seen. This DVD alone is a last day's warning that all true believers must have, that will equip God's anointed with the knowledge and power they need to set people free from the powers of deception. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of more than $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for the coming days of religious fallout as a ready soldier for the coming true Messiah. The Dark Covenant special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, have they found evidence of the leader of the original 300? Okay, Leonidas of the Spartans, he was pretty cool, but Gideon and his 300 against the Midianites? That's the original. And for the first time, archaeologists have found an inscription from the period of the Judges that mentions Gideon's name. No, not Gideon, but the name that he was given when he knocked over the shrine and statue of Baal, the chief god of the Canaanites. He was dubbed, what we in English would call it, Jerubbaal, but in Hebrew, and forgive my attempt at pronunciation here, Yerub Baal, which means let Baal contend or let Baal plead. Anyway, archaeologists working at a site about 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem have found this inscription written in ink on a pottery vessel found in a storage pit that was lined with stones. Now, because of the distance between this location southwest of Jerusalem, this is in the Shephelah, which are the low hills between the mountains of Judah and the coastal plain, and the Jezreel Valley, which is in the north of Israel, which connects Mount Carmel and the Mediterranean Sea down to the Jordan Valley. That's where Gideon and his 300 did battle with the Midianites. This may refer to another Yerubbaal, but since he judged Israel for quite a period of time, it's possible that this could be a reference to the biblical Gideon. There's no way to prove one way or the other for sure, but it does come from the right time period, about 1100 BC, according to the Israeli archaeologists working at the site. This is really cool because inscriptions from this period of history are very rare, almost unparalleled in Israeli history, and believe me, Israeli archaeologists have been combing that land ever since 1947. So you can't dig anywhere in Israel without coming across archaeology. And yet, inscriptions from this period of history, written inscriptions, are very, very rare. Only a handful have ever been found. Again, just more proof that archaeology is cool. And if you want to see some of the places where this archaeology comes from yourself, plan on joining the Skywatch TV Israel tour next spring. We had hoped to go in October, but because it's likely that Israel will still require a COVID vaccine to enter the country this fall, Aaron Lipkin, CEO of Lipkin Tours, who will be visiting us in just another week or so, he has agreed and thinks it's wise to push off the tour until next spring. So the new dates for the tour, March 20th through April 4th. Sharon and I honored to lead this tour again alongside our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Allie Hinson and Donna Howell, and our special guest, our friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv, We will be taking you on a tour that will include some amazing archaeological sites like Joshua's Altar, Shiloh. If you haven't seen Dr. Scott Stripling's presentation as part of the Skywatch TV Defender Conference virtual conference this year on the archaeology at Shiloh, take advantage of it. This is a really fascinating site, and Scott believes that they have found the location of the tabernacle of Moses, and where it was set for almost, well, for more than three centuries before things moved to Jerusalem. So we will go there. Many tours don't go there because it's in the West Bank, Samaria. We'll also go to Gilgal Rephaim and show you that location, what people call the Stonehenge of the Middle East. Fascinating stuff. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Nazareth, Megiddo, Mount Carmel, where Elijah and the prophets of Baal did battle, and we'll explain why that was historically significant, but also spiritually significant. Fascinating stuff. You get a complete breakdown of the itinerary and costs at skywatchinisrael.com. Reserve your place. If you cannot accommodate the dates, if we have to move it, Lipkin Tours has said they won't hold anybody to it if you cannot accommodate a date, if we have to reschedule things again. Skywatchinisrael.com, and if you have any questions, contact information is at that website. The Skywatch TV Rise 2021 conference, archaeology is a big part of it this year. Besides the presentation from Dr. Stripling, we've got Dr. Aaron Judkins and his discussion of the discovery of the 12th Scroll Cave at Qumran, and Dr. Judd Burton on the Watchers and their influence on the fascinating site called Göbekli Tepe, what archaeologists call the oldest temple in the world. Don't miss that, alongside mind-blowing presentations from Tom Horn, Steve Quayle, Joel Richardson, Pastor Carl Gallups, Bishop Ron Webb, Mark Biltz, Dr. Michael Lake, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and many others. Theology, prophecy, geopolitics, and archaeology all in one, and it's two conferences worth for the price of one. Available to stream online on your schedule through September 18th. You can find out more and then reserve your spot, or get immediate access, rather, at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. Physical conference coming up in September. Sharon and I traveling to San Diego to stand alongside L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Paul Begley, David Hevener, Colonel David Giamona, author of the new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon. Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show just added to the lineup. Jamie Walden, talking about the creation of faith havens, something that is looking more and more necessary in these days, all part of the Warriors Conference. From Hear the Watchman, this is September 16th through 19th at the Legacy Hotel in San Diego. The COVID restrictions have been lifted on the hotel, so now instead of being limited to 200, we can accommodate up to 600 people. And when you sign up, make sure you use the promo code Gilbert20. Gilbert20 saves you $20 on tickets for this conference coming in San Diego. Join us there and get together some great worship leaders also signed up for this conference or as part of this group. So we hope to see you there. Again, sign up and use promo code Gilbert20 at hearthewatchmen.com. This week's broadcast program at Skywatch TV features Donna Howell and Allie Henson discussing their important new book, Dark Covenant, on how the Western Church, American Christianity, Western Christianity, has deviated from its original purpose and has become more of a cult than anything else. They use that word deliberately, not just as clickbait. They'll explain as they talk to Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. Our broadcast schedule for all of our network affiliates is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. But again, you can make us broadcast on your schedule just by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or by downloading our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. We've got a free app for your device, regardless of whether it's iOS, Android, or an Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have apps for each of those platforms, and we have links to the app stores, taking you right to where you need to download the app at skywatchtv.com. Just check the top menu bar there for the link. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.